And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making the headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Starting on the Portuguese island of Madeira this morning, because there is breaking news that a tourist bus has overturned, killing at least 28 people. It's difficult to get a whole lot of details out of there at the moment, Fran, because there is not a lot of foreign media on the remote Atlantic Ocean island. But Vision has been posted showing a white bus which appears to have rolled down a hill next to a narrow road, with emergency services feverishly working to save people. The coach was believed to be carrying 50 passengers. Reports suggest the driver lost control of the bus at a junction. The deaths have been confirmed by the national news agency, the local mayor and the Portuguese president. And the AP is reporting that it is believed that most of the victims of this dreadful bus crash are German tourists. More details on that coming up throughout the day. Meanwhile, the biggest news in global politics today is coming from Indonesia, where yesterday's presidential election is looking more and more like a replay of the 2014 presidential election. President Joko Widodo was facing off again against his 2014 opponent, Prabowo Subianto. Prabowo Subianto is what you'd probably call nowadays a bit of a populist conservative firebrand, an advocate for hardline Islamic tradition, who is quite fond of shouting at his rallies and banging on his podium. Joko Widodo is a more reserved figure by comparison, seen around the world as a moderate and an economic reformer, although in the election campaign he did embrace a bit of showbiz with some big pumping bass tracks welcoming him to the stage at his rallies. Yeah, that's some pump-up music if I've ever heard it. Yesterday, the votes were underway and both candidates were very confident. Here's Jokowi after casting his vote, saying that he wasn't going to continue campaigning. He wanted to get some food.
No, I'm not going to meet other party leaders. I'm going to eat.
Got to get some lunch. And here's Prabowo being asked whether he was confident about winning.
Are you confident that you will win?
Yes. Very confident.
Yes, very confident. So confident, in fact, that these results didn't seem to dissuade him.
We believe, based on our data, that the final results will not vary. The incumbent Joko Widodo will maintain power, while his challenger Prabowo Subianto will stay in second place.
Despite numbers saying that he had lost by 10 points, Prabowo declared victory yesterday. He said that his camp had won 62% of the vote, as he told the crowd that he had become president for all the people of Indonesia. As I say, this is a replay in many ways of the 2014 election, where Prabowo also claimed victory on election day before contesting the results at the Constitutional Court, which confirmed Jokowi's win. It's unclear what will happen if he refuses to accept the results and continues to urge his supporters to claim that he has won the election when the sun comes up today. He told his supporters yesterday, quote, "If the referee is one-sided, the teams and the crowd will be dissatisfied. If they are not satisfied, how can I calm them down? I am not in power." Today will be a crucial day in Indonesia, Fran, to see how this election plays out, whether it is a peaceful continuation of Jokowi's power or whether Prabowo Subianto makes things more complicated.
Yeah, and I guess that might depend on that margin ultimately.
Yeah,
Matt,
it's looking like about a 10-point margin at this point.
Yeah. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.